You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot, and it is Friday, April 30th, 2021. We're already done with 4 months of this year. Can you believe it? Oh, golly, I tell you what, time just keeps moving faster and faster. Okay, well, I don't really have any site news. I guess I just have one little editorial comment I want to make before I get into the meat of this particular podcast. Once again, some anonymous dickhead, I think it might be the same guy that continues to pester my comment section of my site. He has accused me once again of writing fake stories, okay? Among other things. But I just want to say this again, okay? For all the children in the back, okay? The stories, the life stories that are featured on fagsworshipalphas.com are true stories. They are true to the very best of my ability to vet them and research them. I cannot tell you how much time it requires of me to get these stories right. I do a lot of interviewing, okay, for these stories. You don't understand the background stuff. I think anybody that's talked to me online in any kind of personal one-on-one way knows that I am very curious and I am very thorough about how I ask questions. And so, yeah, I do a lot of work for a post to go up on the site. It's not just some fly-by-night thing that I just whip out, you know. And I'm certainly not making it up, okay? But this anonymous dickhead had the gall, okay, to accuse my stories about Masters Nick, Matt, and Jin from Canada and their faggots of being fake. Now, I don't know how anybody can credibly even question that entire saga. It's a saga, okay? All of the people involved in that saga have put their pictures up online. They're on the website. Those are all their pictures, okay? Not only that, but I have tracked this story tirelessly for a year and a half. Do you understand? These three alphas came to understand the use of faggots from my site, and I coached them. I spent hours and hours and hours of coaching these great alphas to figure out, to teach them how to use faggots and own faggots. I spent hours coaching their faggots. I know all their faggots and their issues and their lives, okay? I'm involved in their life. I have changed their life. It is not a fake story. It is completely 100% real. And I just want to say this clearly. Masters Nick, Matt, and Jin, and their faggots have put their lives on the line. Okay? They've allowed me to have access to their personal lives because it's something that they have benefited from and they believe in it. And they have put themselves on the line and it has caused issues. You understand, Master Nick, Master Matt, Master Jin have lost girlfriends because of their use of faggots being known publicly. All right. One of the faggots got kicked out of his house by his homophobic parents because he wanted to pursue his truth. It's incomprehensible that anybody would call any part of that saga into question. It is not up for debate. It is as true as the sun coming up in the morning, okay? It is that true. And, I mean, the mentality of anybody that calls that story into question, you need your fucking head examined, all right? I'm sorry that these amazing things aren't happening to you, Mr. Anonymous, okay? Maybe if you spent more time experiencing life and less time calling people out behind the cloak of anonymity, maybe you would have experiences like this, but you don't, because you are gutless and you're a coward. Let me just say that I defend this so vehemently is because I believe that my documentation of this entire saga is the single greatest documentation of hierarchical principles on the entire internet. And I say this without ego or drama or anything like that. It is just a statement of fact. You find anything approaching that anywhere on the internet, I dare you, you will never find it. What I have covered with these alphas and their faggots over a year and a half is, I consider it to be not like a sociological study in a way, almost. That's how precise and complex that whole saga is and what it represents for hierarchy and hierarchical principles and manhood, etc. What it says about all of that, it is the most important documentation in this entire space, period, hands down. There's no site, no writer, no nothing that comes anywhere close to what I did with those alphas and those faggots. Period. You're never going to find it. So I get very offended when people accuse me of faking any of that because it's 100% real and it is a living testament to the truth of hierarchy. Don't ever come at me about it because you are completely wrong. I know the value of what I've done. Okay, I am a faggot for sure, okay, but like that doesn't mean that I'm going to roll over and take a bunch of shit that is not justified, okay? So go fuck yourself if you don't agree with me, okay? Cuz you're wrong. So I feel a lot better after saying that. Thank you very much for that. Let me screed for a little while. Anyway, what I really wanted to talk about, you can read more about my feelings about that anonymous poster. I posted something today called Exasperation about that issue, so you can read about that on the website. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about today was the post that I put up a couple of days ago about a faggot who has recently come into the possession of an alpha named Isaiah, okay? And this faggot came to me about its fears, okay? Because this was basically the first time that the faggot had ever been owned, okay? Now, the faggot's name is Shane, and Shane went on a date essentially, with this master named Isaiah. The date was good, but afterward, Master Isaiah revealed to Shane that he owns two faggots. Okay. And that he wants Shane to be a third faggot, but he wants something special with Shane because he feels more attracted to Shane. And Shane was uncertain on what to do. But, you know, he wanted to try to do that, okay? And so, it's what is interesting about what Master Isaiah was doing with Shane was he was bit by bit introducing Shane to the idea that these faggots are owned property of his, and that he expects Shane to accept his alpha needs. Okay, so in order to kind of prep Shane for being his quote-unquote boyfriend, right? But as his boyfriend, he was going to have to accept the fact that Master Isaiah is going to fuck faggots, other faggots. He's got needs to use these other faggots. And Shane was really wrestling with that. I've come across this before, okay? And I've come across it in my own life. I've served alphas that, you know, were going to fuck other faggots, you know? And I had to just suck it up. Now, I was never considered a boyfriend. I was always one of the faggots, you know, like a stable in the stable of faggots. So Shane's got kind of an elevated place in Master Isaiah's life, more so than I have been. I've dealt with other faggots who have been in relationships with alphas, where the alpha was going out and fucking other faggots or brought other faggots into the house to use alongside a boyfriend faggot, I guess we're going to call it that. But there's a real adjustment that has to be made in the understanding of the faggot that's the boyfriend faggot, okay? I don't think that it's a good idea for an alpha to have a boyfriend faggot while you're using other faggots, because you're just inviting that boyfriend faggot to have issues that you don't need to have to complicate your life, you know? Just have them all be faggots that serve you. You know, you don't need to elevate one above the others. That's just me, you know. I know, like, Master Dylan in Texas, he has Cody as kind of his primary faggot. Kind of his boyfriend faggot, but not really boyfriend. I just think it's, personally, I just think that if I were advising an alpha on the matter, I would say keep all the faggots at the same level. That they're all serving you as a team and not one being above the other. Which is how, like, Master Nick and Master Matt and Master Jin have their faggots. There's not a boyfriend faggot among them. They're all just faggots serving them, you know. And I think that's healthier, you know. But in this case, you know, and it really kind of rattled Shane, because he had never dealt with it before. What really kind of upset him, I think, is that his master, Isaiah, was FaceTiming him, and during the FaceTiming session, Master Isaiah revealed that he was pissing on a faggot, and he was being serviced by a faggot while he was on FaceTime with Shane. And Shane had to watch this. And Shane got very jealous. And he was kind of upset, and I had to kind of talk him down from that. I was like, don't do anything stupid. Don't lose your focus, you know, because it would be very easy to come unfocused, right? And I'm proud of him for not allowing his feelings to overwhelm him. But it was very hard. And I guess, you know, my thought on it really is that no matter where an alpha places you, in, let's say, his hierarchy of faggots, okay, you should always stay humble and just remember that that ultimately you're just a faggot, no matter what happens. He puts a ring on your finger, okay? You're still just his faggot. An alpha is going to fuck others, okay? Be it other females or other faggots, okay? Like, alphas are just born to fuck things, okay? They need to conquer new things. They need the taste of fresh meat. This is just how alphas are made. And as a faggot, you need to accept that. Even if you're betrothed, okay? Even if you're promised in marriage, maybe you're married to your alpha, you're still just his faggot. And I think faggots need to keep in mind something very important about alphas and men in general, is that men compartmentalize things very, very well. So, like, a man can deeply, deeply love his wife or deeply, deeply love his faggot or his boyfriend or husband or whatever that relationship is. He can deeply love that person and still cheat on him because the sexual need is in a different compartment, you know, and he's got different compartments of needs. And this compartment may not satisfy this compartment, you know. So that's how men kind of separate it out in their life. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, okay? It's just how men are built. And once we understand that about men, it makes our service much easier. When we think deeply about a man's need to hunt and conquer other prey, we start to look at our alpha, you know, our owner, our master, whatever, you know, we look at him through like an unbiased lens, just looking at the animal that he is, you know, and what his needs are moment to moment, you know. So we take ourselves out of the equation and we just view him as the powerful animal that he is, the powerful predator that he is. And I think when we have that mindset, we become more grateful that we are a part of that man's life at all. Like, he, despite his needs to go out and get other fag pussy or get other female pussy or whatever he's after, he still thinks enough of us to keep us as something special. That, when you have that mindset, that change in mindset, you can deal with an alpha's need to have other things, you know, and we can kind of control our jealousy, you know. this is something that females absolutely do not get, okay, at all. Like, they don't, I don't think females are even really capable of understanding this about men, okay? Faggots have an advantage in that we are male, and so, you know, we understand, we can, or capable of understanding how men think. So, we have an easier time of accepting that, but women don't get it at all, and this is just a fundamental problem, you know, in male-female relationships, that women think because a man says, I love you, I want you to marry you, that that's it for a man. It's not, okay? You cannot just turn off the male instinct to hunt and kill, you know? So, anyway, we're, you know, as faggots, we're very fortunate to have a place at all in the lives of just the most tremendous creatures on earth, okay? Alpha males are the most incredible creatures on earth, and so we have a place in their life at all. And whether we're the primary faggot, we're a beloved faggot, or we're just a faggot, any opportunity that we have to be a part of their life and serve them, we should cherish that and not be jealous, you know, or demand more. Just be grateful, you know. Shane is learning that lesson, and Shane's learning that lesson because Master Isaiah is purposely, you know, drip by drip, you know, like helping Shane along to understand that this is the nature of their relationship, you know, and helping him accept it. So it's very smart what Master Isaiah is doing, and personally watching it from the outside, I was very impressed. You know, like, it's when you see a master at work like that, I always appreciate the technique, which is a weird clinical way of looking at it from, you know, I'm a faggot. I should be, like, not this fascinated by what alphas are doing, technically, but whatever. This is just how I am built. So, anyway, hopefully that helps a little bit. I know that there are faggots in my audience that are dealing with some of this, and I know it's hard, but you can make that leap, you know. It took me a couple of really rough episodes with alphas early on where I fell in love, or, you know, I expected to be the number one thing, and I lost those relationships, you know, unfortunately, because I couldn't control myself. And I've learned to control myself. So I know it's possible if you stick with it and you just meditate on the truth of what's happening. So anyway, that's really all I really wanted to say today. I do thank Shane for telling me his story and allowing me to share it. And gosh, if Master Isaiah is listening, thank you, Master, for that wonderful example. Anyway, I will let you go. I'm going to have a podcast this weekend, of course, and I hope you have a great weekend. It looks like a beautiful day today, so hopefully it's beautiful where you're at. Take care. I love you. Bye.